Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Gen Z Money Dollar Antsy, a personal finance and investing guide. Ella Gupta offers a comprehensive and accessible roadmap tailored specifically for Generation Z, aiming to equip young adults with the knowledge and tools they need to achieve financial independence and success. This book delves into the unique financial challenges and opportunities that face Gen Z, exploring topics from budgeting and saving to investing and wealth building with a fresh and relevant approach. Gupta, who belongs to the Gen Z cohort herself, brings an authentic perspective, combining personal anecdotes with research-driven advice to make the world of finance approachable and engaging. Her expertise and passion for financial education shine through, making this book an essential read for young people looking to make informed financial decisions early in life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding personal finance basics. In Gen Z Money Dollar Antsy, Gupta starts with the fundamentals of personal finance, recognizing that a strong foundation is key to financial success. She covers essential concepts such as budgeting, the importance of saving, and managing debt effectively. Gupta stresses the significance of creating a budget that suits one's lifestyle and goals, advocating for a balance between saving for the future and enjoying life in the present. She also highlights creative saving strategies tailored for Gen Z, acknowledging the impact of social media and digital payments on their spending habits. The discussion on managing and avoiding debt is particularly relevant, given the rising concern over student loans and credit card debt among young adults. Gupta provides practical advice on navigating these challenges, underscoring the importance of being financially informed from an early age. Secondly, investing for the future. Gupta demystifies the concept of investing for Gen Z readers, breaking down complex terms and strategies into understandable segments. She emphasizes the power of compounding interest and how starting to invest early can significantly impact one's financial future. Gupta introduces a range of investment options, from stocks and bonds to ETFs and mutual funds, explaining the risks and rewards associated with each. With a keen understanding of her generation's concern for social and environmental issues, she also explores the realm of ESG, environmental, social, and governance, investing, encouraging readers to align their investment choices with their values. Additionally, Gupta addresses the phenomenon of cryptocurrency, offering a balanced view on its potential as part of a diversified investment portfolio, while cautioning about its volatility. Thirdly, building wealth over time. A key theme in Gen Z Money Dollar Antsy is the focus on long-term wealth building. Gupta outlines strategies for setting and achieving financial goals, including the importance of creating multiple streams of income and investing in oneself through education and skill development. She discusses the concept of financial independence, introducing readers to the FIRE, Financial Independence, Retire Early movement as a potential goal for those who wish to prioritize financial security over traditional career paths. Gupta's guidance on wealth building is not just about accumulating assets, but also about making strategic decisions that can lead to a more fulfilling and financially secure life. Fourthly, navigating the gig economy and entrepreneurship. Recognizing the shifting landscape of work for Gen Z, Gupta devotes a section of the book to navigating the gig economy and entrepreneurship. She offers advice on leveraging skills and passions to create income streams outside of conventional 9-to-5 jobs. Topics include freelancing, starting a business, and using digital platforms to monetize creative talents. Gupta emphasizes the importance of resilience, adaptability, and continuous learning in a rapidly changing economy. She also provides practical tips on managing taxes, setting rates, and building a personal brand, demonstrating her deep understanding of the challenges and opportunities faced by young entrepreneurs. Lastly, smart spending and financial technology. In this section, Gupta explores the impact of technology on personal finance, particularly how Gen Z can use financial apps and tools to make smarter spending decisions, track investments, and improve their financial literacy. She reviews various fintech products, from budgeting apps to robo-advisors, discussing their pros and cons. Gupta stresses the importance of being cautious with online transactions and protecting one's financial information. Furthermore, she talks about the trend towards cashless payments and digital currencies, advising readers to stay informed about emerging technologies while being mindful of their budget and financial goals. In conclusion, Ella Gupta's Gen Z Money Dollar Ents, A Personal Finance and Investing Guide, is an invaluable resource for young adults eager to navigate the complexities of personal finance in today's world. Gupta successfully demystifies finance and investing, making it accessible and engaging for Gen Z readers. This book is particularly suited for those who are looking to lay a strong financial foundation early in life, but it's also a valuable read for anyone interested in improving their financial literacy and taking control of their financial future. Gupta's guide empowers readers with the knowledge and tools they need to achieve financial independence, making informed decisions that benefit them in the short and long term. Given its practical advice, relatable examples, and focus on relevant topics such as the gig economy and fintech, Gen Z Money Dollar Ents is a must-read for anyone keen on making wise financial choices from the onset of their adult lives. If you would like to support Ella Gupta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast's description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.